right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Life in the Lair. And I'm going to be honest, I've gotten many, many requests to cover this particular subject, i.e. the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith craziness. Now, I have been avoiding this because I do not like to pile on individuals when their lives are imploding. In my opinion, it's dishonorable and bad form. But it has now reached a savage level, in my opinion. And since I'm in the business of keeping you guys from killing yourselves, we're going to talk about this.
You think you disgusting pukes have what it takes to become a black belt in administrative violence? Ha ha ha! I don't think so. I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass. I am Master Pop, and you are Master Debaters. In your own home. So sad.
The funniest webinars on the internet are back. For a limited time only. Until December 1st, you can get both the Working Man's Survival Guide and Administrative Violence Divorce Edition for half off.
That is if you listen to the Popster and you invest your money wisely.
Over 5 hours of hilarious and informative content that will not only make you laugh yourself sick, but you'll learn how to turn bureaucracy into your female breeding dog at the same time. Scan the QR code on the screen, or click on the link tree in the MeatGazer box to get your digital downloads today. Be sure to keep the link on the confirmation screen, or if you lose it, send us your receipts and we'll make sure you get what's yours.
That's all you're getting out of me.
Remember, this offer is only good until December 1st, and includes both of these hilarious webinars. So what are you waiting for, you dirty riggers? Do it now!
Alright, now Will Smith. Alright, rapper. Actor, comedian. I mean, the guy's won Oscars. He's a multi-million dollar individual. At one point, he was the actual top five male lead sought by Hollywood. And that is pretty much all imploded because, in my opinion, of a character flaw within him that he did not control, and it's coming back to bite him in the ass now. And listen, we've all been there. All right, you meet a woman, you know exactly what's wrong with her, you know what's going to kill the relationship down the road, but you still do it anyway because you're dick thinking. It's not taking you anywhere good. Now, Jada, let's be honest. You have the fit, feminine, friendly, faithful, and fertile. Out of those five, I would say she's got two pretty much knocked out. She's had kids, and for her age, despite having alopecia, she's still in pretty good shape. But it's neither here nor there. She might look good to the eyes, but let's face it, that box is wrapped in some really good wrapping paper, but from her actions, it's just a bunch of coal and bullshit inside the box. So here's some variables with the whole Will Smith situation. Rumor has it they've been living apart for 6+ years, not as husband and wife. Okay. That's fairly common, especially in marriages that are forced, the marriages that are basically where your parents or family pick out your significant other for you. A lot of those are, you know, just sexless marriages, and there isn't a lot of passion there. And that's the kind of vibe I'm getting from this whole Will Smith, Jada, you know, thing going on. And I would say that Mr. Smith probably forced this whole thing. Because in the way he speaks about it, he was smitten at first sight. I got it. Don't ever do that, gentlemen. There's a lot of women out there who have a lot of money vested into the bump and grind shop. All right, they look great. Maybe they're good, driving around the track. Got it. But those two things are not something you should base a marriage or a long-term thing with, because those fade and they wear out. They always do. All right. So on top of that, she banged her friend's son, had Will Smith on her show, and basically humiliated this dude in front of the entire fucking planet. If that doesn't scream disrespect, I have no idea what does. All right. And I'm going to be honest. I think that she's purposely doing this so she could, cash in with her book. I heard she wrote one, at a minimum of one, I believe, and there might be other ones out there. I don't know if they're in manuscript format or not. But let's face it, she's capitalizing off of her husband's fame. All right, and she's destroying him at the same time. This is very common. I've seen women do it in the service. They destroy people around them to make themselves look good or to benefit themselves. All right. It's reprehensible behavior, but in my opinion, women just come pre-programmed with this ability. All right. All right. So I was reading an article where one of his former close friends was joining in and saying that he walked in on Will Smith, basically wrong way driving. We'll just leave it at that. And I'm going to be honest, I don't give a shit if he is or isn't that kind of person. Doesn't matter to me. His performance as an actor in the past have been absolutely stellar. The man is exceptionally talented. And as far as I'm concerned, he's not hurting anybody, and that is his business. Now, will that impact his image moving forward? Of course it's going to. Is it going to be as bad as the, 50s, 60s, and 70s? No. But there will be a little bit of kickback on that. All right. Again, his own wife is putting a knife in his back, setting the example for others to do the same thing. Former friends, it's just going to get worse. It's a matter of time before his kids start talking some mad trash, and the media is going to run with it and do all kinds of basically program into our thinking meat a bunch of angles that do not exist and have no relevance on the situation. Again, she wrote a tell-all book because she wants to capitalize on the situation. Now, from the reports, not too many people are buying this book. But let's be honest, more than one, in my opinion, is one too many. And this is strictly my opinion in regards to Will Smith and Jada's children. I'm not going to go into a lot of depth. It's not my place. But in my opinion, I would consider them maladjusted. All right, and it's very common for children in Hollywood to grow up in absolute crazy circumstances and have very negative life outcomes down the road. It's very common. All right, now, people are like, well, Pop, why did this fucking happen? And how can we not have this happen to us? Okay, well, here, I wrote this in there. Now, this list is a lot longer, and I'm probably going to, on a Sunday supporter stream, dig into this more. But these are the flaws that most people have that will haunt them down the road. Now, let's face it. You become famous. You have thousands, if not millions, of eyeballs and attention on you every day. It changes you. Because along with that comes power and money. And as we know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And if you go into a circumstance like this with flaws that you are unaware of or you refuse to negotiate or try to fix prior to, becoming famous or what have you, those same flaws are going to destroy you. And the ones I think here that have got Mr. Smith is self-doubt, maybe an addictive personality. Let's face it, the way he's dealing with his wife is kind of, in my opinion, he's making excuses. He's doing a lot of the same stuff addicts do to explain away their bad behavior. It's the same thing. Granted, maybe he's not, you know, smoking a pipe or what have you, but there's still a whole bunch of chemical reactions going on in your thinking meat. I think that, you know, he has an addictive personality that he never really got under control. And he's suffering from, I would say, a bout of self-confidence issues. Let's face it, confident men do not tolerate this type of behavior from their wives and, you know, close family. And I mean, that's strictly my opinion. I'm not trying to, you know, pick a fight here or start any beef. I'm just trying to help you guys out there so you don't find yourself in a situation like this. Because let's face it, as an average dude, pipe fitter or an electrician or HVAC dude who's making between 50 and 100K a year, you have zero chance in today's day and age if you shack yourself up with a woman capable of doing this. Because, you know, Will Smith has enough money that he will survive the back end. He's not going to be starving. But you, on the other hand, it can radically change your life, put you in a bad mindset that may lead to you losing your life, either voluntarily or semi-voluntarily with drugs, alcohol, and what have you. All right, now you see on this list, I have addiction, addictive personality, self-doubt, overconfidence, pride, anger, unhealthy sexual appetites. This destroys a bunch of people right here. All right, selfish. All right, next we have generous and compassionate. Why did I put positive stuff on this list? Because if you are not careful and you have a flaw where you are too generous and too compassionate, people will manipulate you and take advantage of you, thus screwing up your chances or your life down the road. So you have to fight these battles early so you can be aware of situations like this that you can basically educate yourself to avoid them. And I'm going to be honest. When I say most women out there will destroy your life, I'm not saying all of them, but most covers anywhere from 51 to 99%. That's a big number. All right. Now, in today's day and age, if a woman has the power to completely destroy your life, marriage is at 50-50, or divorce is at 50-50, second marriages, third marriages are even worse. Basically, the women out there in the Western world are mines in a minefield. Do not be the simp white knight clearing that minefield, because it'll get you maimed or killed. Anyway, that's my take on the whole Will Smith Jada debacle. Hopefully you enjoyed this, and I'll talk to you later.